We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
That in the last 25 days, just doing what you suggested, that I'm an entirely new and different person. I found out I don't ever worry anymore. In fact, said I think differently. I act differently. I feel differently, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Until she said, I just pinch myself sometimes and say, is this really me? Well, she said, Brother Hagin, it seems like, I know you can't be born again, but it just seems like that I've been born again. I said, to tell you the real truth about it, sister, you're just now beginning to walk in the light of what you had all the time.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Faith Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Number two, the second hindrance is a lack of understanding of our place in Christ and Christ's place in our lives. I suggest to folks everywhere, for they ask me about studying the Bible. Well, there are many ways to study. I'm thoroughly convinced that we need to read the Bible, generally speaking, and gain a general knowledge. But I believe that we need to do some definite studying along certain lines. And I suggest to folks to do this. Go through the New Testament, particularly the epistles. And find the expressions. Take a red pencil and underline them. Take a piece of paper and write the text down. That is, write the entire verse down. What you write down, you can remember better. And you'll find these expressions, such expressions as this: in Christ, in whom, and in him. And you'll find such expressions as that occurs 133 or 134 times in the New Testament. Now, the reason I said 133, 134, I use a couple that doesn't have the expression in Christ, in him, or in whom, but it does infer what we have in him. For instance, I use 1 John 4:4, said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's something that we have because we're Christian, the greater one in us. Praise God. And then the other one I use to make 134 is Colossians 1:13. Speaking of the Father, God said, who hath redeemed us, or who hath delivered us? Now, the previous verse tells us that it was God that planned this, planned a redemption. Jesus carried it out. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, from the authority of darkness? He hath delivered us from Satan's dominion and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Praise God. And so I use that verse. Now then, if you'll go through the New Testament, some time ago a man who worked for the Shell refinery in Houston, and they were on strike, and so he said to me when I suggested it there in a day service, he began to do it. He wasn't working. And he said to me after a couple of weeks or so, I read through and said, you're exactly right. It's exactly 134 by using those two. Amen. But now listen, just to read them won't help you. But if you'll do this, if when you read these texts about what I am in Christ, in him, in whom, and then we'll begin to confess or to say, this is who I am, this is what I have, you'll find right away life will be different for you. I know I was preaching one place and I suggested this, as I do everywhere. The pastor, I remember, was talking to me about a lady in his church. Now, actually, she was a graduate of one of our very best full gospel Bible schools. And she was not a minister, but she had studied Christian education. And then after she had graduated from a full gospel Bible school, she had went to a Baptist seminary and had received a degree or two in furthering her education, in Christian education. Now, she was a married lady, her husband had a job, and so she did not accept any remuneration except a little expenses, a little expense money to buy gasoline to carry on some work that she carried on. But she was Christian education director of this church. They ran three, Well, between 300 and 400 in Sunday school. And she was Christian educational director, you see, of the church, serving free of charge. I think they gave her about $25 a week for expenses, because she did a lot of visits. In fact, every day was visiting folks. And so I remember this, that this pastor said to me, that's one of the most outstanding Christian women, or workers, man or woman, that I've ever known of in my life. And yet I remember, after being in that church for revival a month later, I preached a fellowship meeting on a Monday night in that area. And I remember this lady came to me and said, "Brother Hagin, I've been very busy, but I've followed your suggestion. And in this past month, I've found 25 of those scriptures. Now, I've written every single one of them out. I mean, written the entire text, you see, not just where it's found, but the quotation. And I have begun to confess, or to say to myself and to the devil and to my husband and to my children and to anyone else who listen, this is who I am, this is what I have." And you know, she said, "Now, I've been saved since I was a little girl in a full gospel church and filled with the Holy Ghost. I graduated from such and such a Bible school. Then I went on further and took further education and received degrees." And she said, "And have been working here for 8 years in this church. But did you know that in the last 25 days, just doing what you suggested, that I'm an entirely new and different person? I found out I don't ever worry anymore. In fact," said, "I think differently. I act differently. I feel differently, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Until," she said, "I just pinch myself sometimes and say, is this really me?" Well, she said, "Brother Hagin, it seems like, I know you can't be born again, but it just seems like that I've been born again. I said, "To tell you the real truth about it, sister, you're just now beginning to walk in the light of what you had all the time." Praise the Lord. Now, isn't that strange and yet sad? That a person could be a Christian for so long, and yet the story is true concerning practically everyone. Could have been a Christian so long and really never walked in the light of what they really had. Because, you see, a lack of understanding of what they were in Christ and Christ was or is in their life hindered them and hindered their faith. Just doing that cured her of the worry habit. She said, "I never worry anymore. I was such a great one to worry." Yes, friends, it's a sin to worry. Did you know that? Oh, don't shout me down now just because I made a good statement. Praise the Lord. Yes, you know, you can get off on what some folks are doing and preach about it, and people just shout. You know, you could preach about the tobacco habit, and a lot of folks would just shout you down almost. Amen, that's right. But I want to tell you, friends, the worry habit's twice as bad as the tobacco habit. Amen, that's the truth. That's the truth. And a lot of churches, I know, they wouldn't even take members in the church that had the tobacco habit, but they got churches full of them that's got the worry habit. And it's the worst one. You see, tobacco will just half kill you, but worry will kill you. Fellow that uses tobacco is just half alive. I mean, if he don't get cancer of the lung or throat and eventually kill him, he's just half alive while he lives, because he can't smell. And he can't taste anything, what it really tastes like. And then besides that, he stinks. Amen. That's the truth. And so, you see, it's a bad habit. We all know that. But I'll tell you, the worry habit's worse. I'm going to tell you, it was an easy thing for me to get delivered or rid of the tobacco habit, but I'm going to tell you, that worry habit, that sin of worrying was the hardest sin for me to ever give up. Now, some of you folks are still sinning. I know you are. I can tell by the look on your face. Come on now. Say amen if you can. If you can't, say oh me. It's all true. No, friends, God don't want us to worry. He wants us to be free from worry. I don't believe he wants us bound by any kind of habit, do you? The Bible tells us how to get free. He said, "Casting all your care upon him, For he careth for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Praise the Lord. Then number three. Third hindrance to faith is a lack of understanding of righteousness. What it is and what it gives holds more people in bondage than perhaps anything else. Now, I never shall forget when I lay on the bed of affliction years ago and I began to see the scriptures on healing and faith, and I came down to the 5th chapter, of course, of James, and he says the fervent effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I looked at that verse of scripture and I thought, oh my, if I was just righteous, if I could ever get to be righteous, God would hear my prayer. But I was acquainted with all my own physical shortcomings and mistakes and failures, and they stood out in front of me. But you know, one day I happened to be reading that a little more closely, and he said Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He gave him as an example of a righteous man of praying. And something registered on the inside of me, and I said, hey, wait a minute here. If that fellow could be called a righteous man, I could, because he is about like me. In fact, he sort of reminds me of myself. You know, you see him had his high moments, but he had his low moments. He's even wanting to be dead one time. He said, Lord, just let me die. But if he'd wanted to die, all he had to do is just stay put, and Jezebel would have taken his head off. She would accommodate him. He didn't have to worry about that. He didn't want to die any more than you did. You said, I wish he was dead. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministry. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Coming up in November, let's just give a plug for your Call to Arms Men's Conference.
Yes.
That's November the 5th through the 6th. 5th and 6th. And guess what the theme is?
Built to last.
Built to last, yes.
Well.
So you can go to rhema.org and sign up for that.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his teaching, Faith Classics. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.